It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. After 6 months of limbo, Kansas finally, officially has a new governor. Former Governor Sam Brownback is gone after being confirmed to be the Trump administration's ambassador at large for international religious freedom. Jeff Collier was waiting in the wings as a quasi-governor in waiting when he was lieutenant governor, and now Jeff Collier has finally taken the oath. He is quasi no more. Governor Collier inherits a troubled state school system, however. We're going to talk about that next. And a Kansas government plagued by gridlock. For more, we turn to Stephen Caranda, State House reporter for Kansas Public Radio. Hi, Stephen.
Thanks for having me.
Stephen, there was a lot of frustration in Kansas. Nomination moving slowly. Sam Brownback unwilling to give up that governor's office. Let me play this for you. This was Republican State Senator Bob Rebollier on our show last month.
We don't know how to move forward when we are not sure who we're going to be having as the possible big V veto ability.
Legislators in Kansas, Stephen, frustrated, not knowing how to move their state's policies forward. Some relief now?
Well, yes. So now the big question is, how is Collier going to handle things? On the campaign trail, he made a lot of hay saying, you know, he would change the tone. It would be a new day in Kansas. But he didn't give any specifics. We asked him many times about it. So now that he's actually governor, he still hasn't delivered a lot of policy specifics. But so far, he is kind of shaking things up in the governor's office. He's had a big replacement of some cabinet secretaries, shuffled around a lot of other staff, and is promising some further changes in state government. So now we're waiting to see how he plans on tackling these big issues, like the school funding issue that you mentioned a moment ago.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that school funding issue in just a moment. Look, Kansas has faced major budget crises after Sam Brownback's tax cuts, his controversial state economic policies there. They've been trying to dig their way out. What's the size of Collier's challenge here?
Well, the budget is effectively pretty well balanced after last year they rolled back many of those tax cuts. But now the problem is that we have a state Supreme Court ruling that says school funding is inadequate. How much it will cost to comply with that kind of depends on who you talk to, but a lot of people float the idea of needing $600 million additional dollars, and we do not have that. So far, Governor Collier has said that we should not have another tax increase to tackle this. We're waiting for some information from a school funding study that's coming out next month. But right now, everyone's just kind of looking around, wondering how do we tackle this with the money we have, or if we need more, where do we get it?
Still, Stephen, Jeff Collier, as I said, sort of waited around for 6 months, waiting for Sam Brownback to get his new job or not, waiting for him to step aside or not. He has to run for re-election himself in a very short time. He doesn't have long to go to just do straight policy without a whole lot of politics here.
That's true, and he's been positioning himself to do as well as he can in the upcoming Republican primary. We have, I don't even remember the number, but a very crowded field of Republican candidates running for governor. So what he's been doing so far is positioning himself as kind of the conservative in the race, but who's maybe not as controversial as some of the other candidates, like our Secretary of State, Kris Kobach. So he's brought in experienced GOP staffers from the state party to work in his office. He is, as I mentioned, saying a new day in Kansas, a different tone compared to his predecessor Sam Brownback. While Brownback and Collier agree on many issues, Brownback was pretty unpopular based on survey results. So Collier so far is trying to kind of separate himself from Brownback without criticizing his former boss.
Former Governor Sam Brownback has left Kansas and joined the world stage as ambassador at large for religious freedom after a 6 month wait. And Jeff Collier, in waiting no more, governor of Kansas with a big fight on his hands. Stephen Caranda from Kansas Public Radio, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Budget fights in the Kansas school system go back more than a decade, but the controversy came to a head in the fall of last year when the Kansas Supreme Court unanimously ruled that the state is underfunding its public schools. The school district sued, arguing that the state cut school funding during the recession, that they never fixed it, and when the economy recovered, they just cut taxes instead. With a mess of this size, is the new governor, Jeff Collier, the man to fix it? Dana Miller is president of the Kansas Association of School Boards. She's also a board member at her local school district, Baser-Linwood, in Kansas. Dana, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Dana, there have been battles over public school funding in Kansas for a decade. From where you sit, what's the state of public schools in Kansas now?
You know, over the years, we have had fights, if you will, with the legislature over funding. We have had to reduce our cut positions and raise class sizes and eliminate programs to continue to fund our schools. I think that this is a new day in Kansas with our new governor, and we're very hopeful that our state legislature will come up with an appropriate and adequate funding plan.
Well, the money's been short. The courts got involved, of course. Yes. Talk a little bit about the effect in the classroom, on students, on teachers, and in the schools themselves.
As educators and board members, admin for our school districts in Kansas, I have to say we are very, very good at working to keep those cuts from affecting our kids for as long as we possibly could. But we have been dealing with this long enough that we're at a point where there's no way to keep it out of the classroom. So our kids lose their music program. It's on a cart. In our district specifically, in Basser-Linwood, when there was someone who quit or moved on, whether it was a janitor or a cook or a teacher, we didn't backfill those positions. And as you can imagine, that does affect our students when there's not a library aide to help in the library, or we're understaffed with support in the building. We have had to reduce the number of counselors and have taken our nurses out of the buildings. So we've not filled those positions. So it does affect our students. It does. We just are good at, you know, doing our very best with what we have, because that's what we do.
Well, now, Dana, there's an economic boom. There's more money coming in, $165 million available to state legislatures, it seems, that maybe they didn't expect to have. What's your hope now about how much of that money will go to schools?
You know, Governor Brownback, before he left, suggested that schools should receive over $600 million more dollars over 5 years. I think that obviously school districts are in a place where we need that funding. And while that is fabulous, we still have to go through the process and come up with a funding mechanism. And, you know, $165 million would be great, but we need more.
And Jeff Collier, the brand new governor, after all of this waiting in the wings for Sam Brownback to leave, what has he said about his strategy for your public schools?
You know, he just took office on Wednesday, and he has been working for months with our state commissioner and our Department of Education, our state board. He's been visiting schools. He called for an increase over the next 5 years. He said he wants to set a new tone for our state. So we have a good relationship with Governor Collier, and so we're hopeful that that means an increase and that means support throughout the legislature. He's a very conservative, has always historically been conservative. So we're hoping that he will be able to bridge the gap there for us.
Dana Miller, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Dana Miller is president of the Kansas Association of School Boards.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.